WCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 50. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, May the 5th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunshine about 80 for today, near 90 for tomorrow. The state medical examiner identifies the man struck and killed by a train near Chickasha last month. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
We now know the name of the man who died after being hit by a train in Chickasha last month. The state medical examiner identifies the victim as 36-year-old Dustin Colley. No hometown for Colley was available. Colley struck and killed by a Union Pacific train near 29th and Highway 62 just a couple of weeks ago. The Highway Patrol says Colley was a pedestrian on or near the tracks when he was hit by a train with three engines pulling 55 cars. The medical examiner reports Colley died from multiple blunt force trauma and that his death was an accident. An inmate who escaped from the Garvin County Jail in Paul's Valley last weekend is back in custody. 32-year-old Jason Glenn Willis attacked a detention officer and ran out of the Garvin County Courthouse last Sunday night. It wasn't clear where or when Willis was found. He was awaiting a court appearance on a firearms charge when he escaped. Supporters of the Chickasha Public School Foundation literally put on their school colors for the foundation's annual gala last night. It was a Purple Pride pep rally to reflect on the foundation's efforts this past year and over its 32-year existence. Foundation Director Jen Jansen said the foundation has provided more than $1 million in grants to teachers since it started back in 1986, and that over the last 3 years, $100,000 in school supplies has been provided to every student in the school district. Last night, supporters donated another $20,000 to the foundation. Four donors each paid $2,500 to purchase school supplies for one classroom for the entire year coming up in 2018-19. Eight donors each paid $1,000 to purchase crayons. Another eight donors contributed $100 each to supply one student with the needed school items for next school year. The live auction also included a pair of autographed running shoes from Camille Heron out of Oklahoma City. She's the daughter of interim Chickasha School Superintendent Jack Heron. Camille Heron holds five world records for ultra marathons, including the fastest time for running 100 miles. More cool news coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Area families invited to play in the streets of downtown Chickasha today. The second annual Open Streets Chickasha program, part of a worldwide event to encourage families to live healthier by adding a little physical activity to their lives. A couple of blocks of Chickasha Avenue near the railroad depot to be blocked off to allow walking, running, riding bikes, even skateboarding. There will be demonstrations of Tai Chi and CrossFit programs. There's face painting, a sand pit treasure hunt, and touch-a-truck activities. The Chickasha Area YMCA will also have its Healthy Kids Day as part of today's Open Streets program. It is free unless you want to visit one of the food truck vendors that will be on hand. Open Streets runs from 10 o'clock this morning to about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Oklahomans looking to buy a new home or even their first home might be able to get some free money to help with their down payment and closing costs. The Oklahoma Home Finance Agency has added the federal agency Freddie Mac to its line of home buyer down payment assistance products. Depending on income, eligible homebuyers might receive as much as $2,500 from the Freddie Mac HFA Home Possible program that would go toward closing costs. The homebuyer may also qualify for an additional 3.5% of the total home loan amount from the state agency. As an example, individuals wanting to purchase a $100,000 home could get $3,500 in assistance from the OHFA. Deborah Jenkins is the director of the Oklahoma Home Finance Agency. In a press release, she said the main barrier that first-time homebuyers face is the lack of these upfront funds. Potential homebuyers will have to qualify with an OHFA mortgage lender. Homes must be used as the buyer's primary residence. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. Stuart and Beth Ann Meyer are getting ready for their annual walk to Stillwater. They've been doing this for 17 years now, a 125-mile walk, all to benefit Special Olympics. Over the years, they've raised over $100,000 for Special Olympics. They, along with Elif Moore, will be on our Cool Conversation program this morning to talk about that. Moore is organizing a law enforcement torch run in support of Meyer's Special Olympics fundraiser. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, this week's guest, Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson. He'll give an update on this week's severe storms and the FEMA storm shelter rebate program that he's working on. Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website. You can look for them at cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 67-year-old Ricky Stelting of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 10:30 Monday morning at Bible Baptist Church. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today and tomorrow. We'll have a high in the low 80s today, near 90 for tomorrow. Right now, fair and 50 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
In sports, the USAO softball team advancing to the championship of the Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament. The number 2 seed Drovers went undefeated in 3 games of pool play out of Bill Smith Ballpark. After rallying for a 6-5 walk-off win over number 7 seed Baycone Thursday, the Drovers earned their 49th and 50th wins of the year, defeating number 6 Panhandle State 8-0 and then holding off number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan 4-2 last night. The Drover win sets up another matchup with Oklahoma City University, which is the tournament's top seed. USAO ranked 3rd, OCU 5th in the country. The team split 4 regular season games. The winner of the game today gets an automatic berth into the NAIA National Tournament, though OCU has already locked up a berth. They are the 2-time defending national champions, and OCU will also be a host site for one of the opening rounds of the NAIA National Tournament. Game time today at 2 p.m. The USAO baseball team winning its opening contest of its Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament. The number 2 seed Drovers topped number 7 seed Baycone 9-1 at Bill Smith Ballpark yesterday. In the other first round game, number 6 seed Panhandle State upset number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan 11-10. And then in an elimination game last night, Texas Wesleyan defeated Baycone 15-0. The 8th-ranked Drovers will play Panhandle State in the bracket semifinals at 1 o'clock this afternoon at a Bill Smith Ballpark. The winner will move into the bracket finals tomorrow. The loser of today's game will play Texas Wesleyan later this afternoon. The Empo Panther baseball season has come to an end. The fifth-ranked Panthers fall to top-ranked Tushka in the semifinals of the Class A State Baseball Tournament yesterday, 6-3, that at DeLisi Park in Oklahoma City. The Panthers finished the year with a 22-7 record. Tushka will play number 3 Roth in the championship game today. Roth rallied to defeat number 2 Wright City 4-3 yesterday. Still with high school baseball, the Blanchard Lions one win away from a return to the Class 4A state tournament. The Lions routed Paul's Valley 12-0, then outhit Elk City 12-10 in their first two rounds of the regional tournament at Sunny Vermilion Field in Blanchard today. That regional will wrap up this afternoon. There's a state champion long jumper at Blanchard, Jamie Nance, taking home the title in the Class 4A state track meet yesterday. Nance's first jump at 23 feet yesterday, plenty of distance to take the title. The standout athlete also qualified for the finals of today's 100 and 200-meter races, and he was part of the Lions 4x100 relay team. Nance also has been one of the Lions' top football players over the last couple of years. He's already received offers from TCU, Baylor, Missouri, Illinois, Texas State, and Arkansas State. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.